At Nairobi's international airport, Asha excitedly jumps onto the baggage conveyor belt. With lightning speed, the small, black and white, long-eared Springer Spaniel runs from bag to bag, sniffing eagerly. Suddenly, the dog stops. She sits down next to an ordinary green canvas backpack. Inside the bag is the tip of an elephant tusk. It's not even the size of a human hand. This exercise is a piece of cake for Asha.
Sometimes they disguise it in Nescafe tins, you know, like coffee, and or drinking chocolate, or even wrap it in cigarette packets. So that's what they do. The dogs sniff through that.
That's Mark Kinyua. He's responsible for the dog squad at Kenya Wildlife Service. His dogs are part of an anti-poaching unit established to track and capture poachers in national parks. And the dogs help search for contraband goods at airports and seaports. With success. This year alone, Asha and her four-legged colleagues have helped arrest 21 smugglers. Inside normal-looking suitcases, the dogs have found all kinds of items, from ivory bracelets to pearls and furs to rhino horn.
We've had an arrest of raw ivory in the cargo area. So we were tipped off about this information and we were called in to retrieve. And we retrieved 64.12 kilograms from Mozambique headed to Bangkok.
In Asia, particularly in China, Vietnam and Thailand, the demand for smuggled ivory is huge. The Kenya Wildlife Service knows that and acts accordingly.
Now we can't cover all the luggage that comes through. What we can do though is have specific countries that we zoom into.
In Kenya, those who get caught with ivory can expect a hefty fine. One of the smugglers caught this year was sentenced to 5 years behind bars for having jewelry made out of ivory that weighed only 150 grams. That's 5.3 ounces. The others had to pay a combined fine of 240,000 euros. But that won't scare away the poaching and smuggling rings, says the head of Kenya Wildlife Service, Richard Leakey.
The poaching situation in East Africa has continued to go from bad to worse. And Tanzania, in the last 3 years, lost 30,000 or 40,000 animals.
During this time, roughly 100,000 elephants were killed on the entire continent. In order to protect those elephants that still remain, Kenya Wildlife Service isn't just searching for contraband. They want to extinguish the entire ivory trade and declare it illegal, without exceptions. That means no selling of confiscated tusks, no hunting trophies, and no export of old stock. In early May, Kenya staged the largest burning of ivory in history in order to send a clear message to potential buyers all over the world, says Leakey.
Let us make a very strong statement. This stuff is worthless rubbish.